The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk. Gardening on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Tyrlone Country Life. Gardens are our second nature with 15 garden centres nationwide.
So, garden designer, gold medal winner at Chelsea and so much more, Diarmaid. I went to the Alhambra Palace years ago. It was lost on me. I was too young.
Same with me the first time. We were holidaying somewhere on the coast in Spain. My dad took me off on a day trip and drove up and wandered through. And he would have appreciated the history behind and the artistry. Absolutely lost me. It was too hot. But then years later, I went back for the BBC to make some religious programme. And we got in at about 5 o'clock in the morning, just as the sun was, getting ready to rise. And the mysteries of it kind of unfolded as the palace was waking up. And it's an extraordinary place.
Give us something of the history of it. It's a very ancient palace.
It's an ancient palace. So it would date from, I suppose, at the time of 1238. It was really begun. The history really begins with the Moorish invaders. So going up off here, you just mentioned a trip to Morocco. So the religion, the Islamic religion, came up with the Moors from Morocco and into the south of Spain.
And they brought with them books and knowledge and science and mathematics.
Culture, exactly. Everything that they had. So Spain, or what Spain was at that stage, would have been a Christian country, but they brought the Islamic way of life. So that is it, the mastery of mathematics, the ingenious ways with water and irrigation, their religion and everything that had an effect on in terms of decorative force and their ways of architecture.
Now, what is there today? It's very extensive. So was that the original Alhambra Palace, or has it been added to over the centuries?
It's definitely been added to over the centuries. So, for instance, when in Renaissance times, when Charles V came to power, that would have been the place in Granada to put his palace there in the region. Mind you, he never lived there, and his palace didn't get finished until, I think, the 1960s. They eventually put a roof. So from Renaissance times to that. So it evolved through the generations of different sultans, the rulers that were there. And what we see at the moment is a kind of recreation, because for many years after it went to back to Ferdinand and Isabel, the Spanish rulers, after the last sultan kind of gave them the keys or his gold ring from his finger, it would have gone into a period of decline and kind of a couple of hundred years of being a place that was nice, romantic, but ruins in a way.
Okay.
So what we're seeing is, when we visit now, is a recreation.
A recreation.
Yeah.
So much of it is restored.
Much of it is restored. I mean, beautifully restored, though. There were no records as to how it was built. And the essence of it is a series of separate gardens or courtyards. It's based on this idea, well, based on two things. We can align it to, let's say, we looked at the gardens of Versailles, and we looked at the king wanting to move his court out of Paris, gather everybody. That was the type of thing. So it was a whole palace known as the Alhambra, means the Red Palace, built up on this hill. But the idea of it goes back to the idea of an oasis in the desert. So very simple elements. If you're in a desert, the oasis is everything. It's life. So you have water, obviously. Yeah. You have pools of water, maybe running water. You have trees which would give shade and sustenance. And the idea then of the paradise gardens, or Jinna, comes from that. So these became very sophisticated, inward-looking courtyard gardens.
Now, you mentioned the skills they brought with them, the science and the engineering and so on. They had a source of water from the mountains of southern Spain, but they used the gravity-fed water to do all sorts of wonderful things.
So it is magical. So this is paradise on earth. They use their achievements in terms of engineering, but also in terms of decoration, the carved alabaster, the marble, to give a lightness of touch. And this place does make you feel like you're not in an earthly kind of paradise. It really transports you elsewhere. the delicacy of the carvings, the geometric layout of all the decoration is really quite extraordinary. And to cap it all, you have these water features, these canals, these rills. So the main feature, I suppose, of the garden, the main area that people would know would be the courtyard of the lions, where you have 12 lions in the centre carrying a bowl of water on their backs. Each of the lions is carved slightly differently, and the water overflows and goes into the four canals that are laid out. So in the Quran, these idea of four canals would be canals of water, wine, honey and milk, and they go into separate kind of pavilions. But the effect of this dancing water, or very slowly dripping water, are staircases indeed of water, where you would be climbing the staircase and put your hand in the rails and water would be flowing down the rails to cool you down. The effect is like it's otherworldly. It's like air conditioning also. So it's
well, yeah, I mean, they understood the principle that if you've got water in, you know, small quantities, droplets, they evaporate in the heat. And therefore drop the temperature. It's very simple.
But, I mean, incredible. How in 1238, how did they know that? How did they do it? It was, what was their mastery of water and architecture that they could bring it to the highest points in the palace in some cases? Because the general leaf, which would have been the retreat from the duties of court, would have been in the highest place.
I remember having lunch in a traditional house in Portugal and the terrace was made of brick. And the lady of the house came out with a pitcher of water every so often, threw it on the brick, and therefore it evaporated and cooled us all down.
I mean, it is incredible. And one of the reasons that we do this series of Garden Stories as part is to show us where our garden history comes from. So you just mentioned that idea of terrace or patio. That's where it comes from, Spain and the Alhambra, all the way up from the Moors. And it has become, even though it was taken over by Ferdinand and Isabel, it has become a real symbol of multiculturalism in a way, in terms of architecture and Spanish life.
Yeah, and it wasn't just for the gentry. There was a Medina around where people, ordinary people lived and traded and all of that.
So that's the one area that hasn't been reconstructed. But if you think of the Medina in Marrakesh or any of these Moroccan cities, it actually incorporated into it, built from there, because the people, the courtiers, the people who made the civil service, they had to live somewhere. So there was that whole area, that whole small town built into it with the traders and everything that you get there. But the Alhambra Palace and Gardens itself were for the royal family, and they were a place of government, but they were also a place of retreat. And the gardens, which, you know, aren't huge, were central to that.
Well worth a visit, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Jim McGavin, thank you very much. And that's all we've time for. Don't forget, our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to with the Newstalk app powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On Newstalk.